learn to whistle or something, and you want to know where the child learned it, you say, who
taught you that?
And you say, I have just what him a letter. I have just
written.
And yesterday he
wrote.
And tomorrow I'll
write.
And you say, I wrote him. It was time I was getting him.
What?
I wrote him, and I'm expecting to get a
letter.
Okay, you're
all right. An answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
address it.
Any old fashioned way of saying that? Do you ever hear back the letter?
Mm-mm.
And you say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And you say, you can't get through there because the highway department's got their machines in. Now the road's all
blocked.
Or gone up and tearing it up. Now the road.
Oh, all torn up.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on it. You say, go ahead and
put it on.
And say if I ask you what's new, you might just shake your head and say, oh.
Nothing.
And I say, well, there must be
something.
And if I ask you how long the river's been there, you might say, well, the river has
been there for years.
What been there?
It's always been there.
And you say, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
And you say, he moved here in 1960 and he's lived here ever
since.
And you say, she caught him with a big knife.
Stabbed.
Okay. And say a teacher goes in a classroom and sees a funny picture up on the blackboard. She might ask, who
drew the picture?
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery, up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to
lift it up.
Anything else you say besides lift?
Pull it up.
What about hoist or heist?
Hoist it up.
Is that a word you'd use?
Well, yeah.
If you meet someone during the early part of the day, what would you say is a greeting?
Good morning.
How long does morning last?
Till 12 noon.
Then what do you have?
P.M. afternoon.
How long does that last?
does afternoon last? Oh, well, P.M. lasts until 12 at night.
But how long does the afternoon
Oh, well, from 12 to 6.
Okay, and then what?
Then it's evening.
How long does that last?
From 6 to 12 at night.
And do you ever hear people use evening to mean like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, call that evening?
Well, yeah.
Who?
I have.
Who uses that?
I've probably done it myself. But, you know, a lot of people just say good evening instead of good afternoon when it's really afternoon. They just say that.
What would you say if you were leaving someone's house at about 11 o'clock in the day? Would you say anything if you were leaving?
Goodbye.
What about good day?
Good day, yeah.
Do you say good day?
Well, not very much. Mm-mm. I'd say goodbye.
If you did say good day, would you say it when you saw someone or when you were leaving?
I would say it when I was leaving, if I said it.
And if you were leaving someone's house after dark, you'd say?
Good night.
And you say sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all
at once.
And if you said something more than once, you would be saying it
twice.
And you say, last year we got 20 bushels to the acre, and this year we got 40, so this year's crop is exactly what is
double from last year's.